Hey there, and welcome to the very first official episode of Burnout and Breakthroughs. I am Samantha, and if you have ever worked in a mission-driven job that quietly asks you to give more than what you had, or if, you know, you have stayed up late at night wondering if you could keep carrying on and somehow stay sane, this space is for you. I have spent the last decade in the nonprofit sector, and I have had my fair share of experiences with multiple grant cycles, underfunded programs, giving more emotional labor than required, and to be honest, a whole lot of heart. This work matters, and it has always mattered, especially for those who have been impacted by it. But the work doesn't make us invincible. And since today happens to be National Nonprofit Day, it feels even more important to start here. And I can't think of a better time to have this conversation. Today is about celebrating impact and recognizing nonprofit organizations and their ongoing efforts to serve local communities and shine a light on that power of nonprofit work. And listen, I want to celebrate that. I do. But I want to honor the millions of people who show up every day to do this work and be honest about the toll that this work takes on the people who make the impact possible. Honoring the work without honoring the humans behind it doesn't feel like a true celebration. The nonprofit sector is the third largest employer in the United States, employing over 12 million people, and that's a lot of people at risk for burnout. So before we really get into it, take a second with me. Maybe unclench your jaw, roll your shoulders back, take a deep breath in through your nose, and let it out. You don't have to rush here. You can just be. So when I think back over the last 10 years, and I review it like a highlight reel, but not the kind that you would want to post on Instagram, it has been 10 years of pushing through, a lot of invisible labor, and years of quiet grief that I didn't have language for. You hear a lot of people in this sector call this type of work heart work, and my time was. But the thing about this type of work is that if you keep pouring and pouring without refilling, one day you are going to wake up empty. And that's when my breaking point came. I don't think that I will ever forget sitting in my office when I got the email that a major grant that I had been working on had just been pulled. Just like that. A program that many families were relying on just vanished with a snap of a finger. The support systems that we had developed for them and the support that they were relying on was just gone. What really got me, though, and what was the shove over the cliff, was when executive leadership told me that we couldn't explain. We weren't allowed to tell clients what had actually happened, and I couldn't tell my staff, whom I had to pull in suddenly from the middle of client meetings, what had happened either. So I sat there face to face with clients who trusted us, and I was just hearing their confusion, feeling the disappointment, and I just couldn't explain what was happening. You know, outside I was calm, I was collected, because, you know, that's what we're taught, right? Don't let them see in the cracks. And maybe you've had a moment like that where you knew the system was failing people and you had to carry that silence. If you have, then you know how heavy that feels and what I was feeling in this moment. I walked out of those meetings carrying a weight that didn't belong to me, but stuck to me like glue. I was holding on to a lot of emotions, and the grief of letting those people down. I was so frustrated and so angry for being silenced, but at the same time feeling guilty because I was complicit in the entire thing. I understand that I had nothing to do with the funding being pulled, and that it was a result of a government that didn't feel like it needed to continue to support some of our most vulnerable populations, but at the time, that didn't matter to me. I still held that guilt. And the American Psychological Association actually writes about how emotional suppression doesn't just weigh on your mind, but that it can actually impact your health. It can cause higher blood pressure and a weakened immune response. And my body was carrying it all. And I could just feel this lump in my throat where I just wanted to cry all the time. So let me ask you, what moments stick in your body like that? The ones that you don't talk about but feel. Hold that in your mind as we keep going. So later that week, I thankfully had a therapy session that I had scheduled long before I knew what was happening with my grants. And as I was sitting there, just pouring out my anger and my exhaustion and this heartbreak, expressing that, I couldn't keep doing this, but I also couldn't leave. I felt like I couldn't walk away. It hit me. The next thing I knew, I was hearing myself say that I was feeling the exact same way that I had felt at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. I wasn't just tired, I was in survival mode. And I was now living in fear. I was living in fear for my clients, I was living in fear for myself, my coworkers, my staff, and honestly, my job. When that fear set in, I had unknowingly started spiraling, and my body was tense all the time. Every email I was getting that week felt like an alarm bell, and I realized at that moment that I was not living. The thing that finally helped me to break that spiral was recognizing that this wasn't my personal failure. That realization developed discomfort that I had to carry, I had to recognize, and to be honest, I had to sit in it. And it's not fun sitting in discomfort if you've ever had to do it, but you have to sit in it in order to break through it. So burnout is so often framed like it's all about willpower. Like if we were just more disciplined, or if you did more yoga or practice mindfulness during the break room breaks, we'd be fine. However, research says otherwise. Christina Maslach, who basically wrote the book on burnout, found that it isn't about individual resilience or a lack of the ability to resist. It is about chronic mismatches between what's being asked of us and the resources that we actually have. Another study out of Stanford showed that workplace stress contributes to nearly 120,000 deaths a year in the United States. That's not self-care territory. That is a systemic harm. So when I was sitting in therapy on the couch, I realized that if I stayed quiet, I was not just burning out, but that I was helping keep that silence alive. And I quickly realized that I couldn't do that anymore. That moment became my turning point. I went home that day and I started writing out my thoughts, and I began discussing with other professionals in my space and talking to friends who were in other nonprofits in the area. And I started to see these patterns of burnout caused by the system showing up much more frequently and across all sectors. While these conversations about burnout were happening with my coworkers and friends, I was very quickly aware that there was a serious lack of a space for overcoming it, and even less resources provided to nonprofit staff about identifying it while they are in the middle and the thick of burnout. And sure, there's a lot of literature for nonprofit executives and boards and leaders about helping their organization and their staff avoiding burnout, but not a lot of resources for the people on the front lines and how to address and break through burnout. So that was where the idea for this podcast came from. It came from a lack of these resources and spaces for those of us on the front line. What do I mean when I talk about breakthrough? What does it actually mean? For me, it wasn't anything that was super dramatic. I didn't quit my job in a blaze of glory or had sudden clarity that fixed everything. My breakthrough was quieter. It was about realizing that I'm allowed to have needs. Saying no didn't mean that I stopped caring and that boundaries were not a betrayal. Breakthrough is about learning to set boundaries that don't make me selfish, but make me sustainable. It's saying out loud that this isn't working. I used to say yes to everything. I used to say yes to the extra work, the extra meetings that would pop up on my calendar. I used to say yes to navigating IT issues when I'm not even in IT. And somehow I started to become the unofficial office therapist. And I started holding a lot of space for people who were going through a lot of things that were both work and non-work related. I felt like if I was the one that was always available to help, that was going to be the only way to prove my worth. People pleasing and perfectionism are two things that I quickly realized were contributing to this idea. And I also realized that if I continued along that path, it was a path to collapse. And look, you know, I am still practicing. I still catch myself wanting to prove my worth with another late night or another I can do that for you. But now I notice it. And breakthrough is about recognizing harmful patterns and focusing on the things that you can control, making sure that you are realigning with your higher values and refusing to sacrifice your physical, emotional, and mental health for the mission, all while still being an active participant in what you're attempting to accomplish. Sometimes you may choose to no longer be a part of that organization that you got burnt out because you just couldn't do it anymore, and that's okay. You know, what would your version of breakthrough look like now? I'm going to take a second, and I'm going to give you permission to set a boundary. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is that boundary going to be? What can I do this week that I can put a boundary up and be okay with it? So one of the reasons why I wanted to create this podcast was because we don't have enough spaces where nonprofit workers, educators, helpers, basically anyone whose job it is to care can talk honestly about the cost that this work has on us. This space is for the conversations that we're not supposed to have about emotional labor, dysfunctional leadership, and the toll of policies that dictate our daily lives and our daily working lives. We are told to stay neutral, be grateful, and remember the mission. Silence is baked into the culture of nonprofit, but that silence is about to be broken because we deserve to remember ourselves, our values, and we deserve to heal from the burnout with a goal of preventing it. Since today is National Nonprofit Day, I want to say this very clearly. I honor every one of you who are showing up in nonprofit work. The work that you do matters. And I see and I recognize those late nights, those impossible budgets and the compassion that you carry. But I don't honor the burnout, and I refuse to honor the culture that says self-sacrifice is the price of admission. This day was created to honor the contributions of 1.5 million nonprofits in the U.S. that impact everything from food security to climate advocacy. That is huge. But when we use the day to only highlight impact without naming the human cost, we miss the full picture. The National Council of Nonprofits put out a report in April of 2023 that shows that nonprofits are enduring a shortage of employees, calling it a workforce shortage crisis. One of the top three factors that are affecting nonprofit recruitment and retention is stress and burnout. 50% of respondents reported that burnout was a reason for not staying in the sector. People aren't leaving because they don't care. They are leaving because caring in these conditions is unsustainable. When we don't name what is happening, we risk losing both staff and the integrity of the work itself. As a natural consequence, the public continues to suffer because fewer employees mean reduced capacity, longer wait lists for services, reduced amounts and types of services that are provided, and sometimes a complete end of needed services. Burnout is affecting more than just the employees. It's affecting the communities at large. If you've gotten this far in the episode, you will know by now that I don't want silence to be the story anymore. I want to sit here with you and say that we are not alone in this. We deserve truth and honesty. So in the weeks ahead, we will be looking and talking about things that usually get brushed under the rug. Emotional labor, toxic leadership, the myth of the selfless servant, and the politics that shape our daily work. Some weeks, it'll just be me, and I will be sharing pieces of my story and unpacking the reality of nonprofit work. Other weeks, I'll bring in voices who've lived it, survived it, and in some cases, reshaped their organization. And soon, I hope to be weaving in your stories, because your voice belongs here. Each week, I'll also prompt reflection questions for you to ponder and hopefully give you some helpful tools to start unpacking your experience and break through your burnout. This podcast is proof that you are not alone in feeling mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. Having a hard time finding meaning in what you're doing is not irregular and not uncommon. You don't have to hold everything together or secretly hide when you're falling apart. It just feels that way because we've been encouraged and conditioned to not talk about it. So if you're listening today, let this be your permission slip. You are not your exhaustion. You don't prove your worth through suffering. You prove it through your humanity, your presence, and by staying whole. If this feels like your space and a conversation that you're interested in having, hit subscribe, share it with your friends or colleagues who you think deserve to be recognized for the invisible labor that they're doing. Next week, we are going to dive into why burnout isn't a badge of honor. And somewhere along the way, exhaustion got branded as dedication, and I think it's time to take that badge off. But for today, I want to leave you with this. Burnout is not your fault, and breakthrough is yours to claim. Thanks for tuning in. And on this National Nonprofit Day, let's not just celebrate the work. Let's honor the workers too, because when we protect the people, we protect the purpose. Remember to breathe, unclench, and soften even for just this moment. I'll see you next week.